98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers worked into the morning hours to pass a standalone foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The House, though, voted down an earlier measure that included U.S. border security funding, and it's unclear if House Speaker Mike Johnson will take up a vote. Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans support it than not.
I am confident there are many Republicans in his caucus. I know I've spoken to a whole bunch of them who feel strongly we ought to pass this bill, and I will urge Speaker Johnson to step up to the moment and do the right thing.
In Wichita, Kansas, authorities this hour announced an arrest in connection with the Jackie Robinson statue stolen last month from a Little League park and later destroyed. Police say they are still looking for more suspects. Overall inflation continues to cool compared to a year ago, but the consumer price index was up 0.3% in January compared to December. This is ABC News. Less than 3 months after receiving the job, the new superintendent of schools in Uvalde, Texas, is already facing controversy.
Uvalde, the site of the 2022 school shooting that claimed 21 lives, is especially sensitive to campus safety issues. Earlier this month, a middle schooler brought a handgun to his campus. Nobody was hurt, but school superintendent Ashley Colas didn't immediately notify families.
I want to apologize for not personally addressing the situation faster publicly and more directly.
The student involved has been pulled out of his school. His parent faces criminal charges for not securing the handgun. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A new report from the United Nations warning that nearly half of the world's migrating animal populations are now in decline. Many species, including songbirds and sea turtles and whales, are facing a range of threats from climate change to pollution and illegal hunting. That report found more than one-fifth of migrating species are now under the threat of extinction. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are scrambling to pass several bills before wrapping up work for the session. The Assembly and Senate are both holding floor sessions today with long agendas. Lawmakers are voting on a $2 billion Republican tax cut similar to two proposals Governor Evers vetoed last year. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state could do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Meredith Witzel-Bale is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Shirley Jean Hughes passed away at the age of 87 on Thursday, February 8th at Woodville, Wisconsin. She is survived by her children, Deborah Handy of Pullman, Washington, by Linda Barine of Surprise, Arizona, by by Ronald Hughes of Fort Worth, Texas, and by Sandra Bradley of Nashville, Tennessee. Further survived by her grandchildren and by her great-grandchildren. A mass of Christian burial to be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, February 15th at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips with Father Madnu Lordu Raju officiating. Visitation will begin at 9:30 a.m. and continue until the time of the Mass at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Shirley Jean Hughes, age 87. David Kenneth Shaw, age 76, Park Falls, died on Saturday, February 10th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his four children, Lucas Francois, Sarah Schaff, Dustin Shaw, and Cammy Lucy, by his loving partner, Mary Rush, by eight grandchildren, and by two brothers, Dennis Shaw and Dan Fellen, by three sisters, Glory Tharp, Ginger Brudos, and Gail Jenrich, by his special nephew, Dwayne and Ken Shaw, and great nieces and nephews, Derek, Mariah, and Michaela, and many other nieces and nephews. Funeral services to be held at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls on Friday, February 16th at 12 noon. Reverend Gwen Downing will officiate. Military honors under the auspices of the Park Falls American Legion will follow the service. A visitation will be held at the church on Friday from 11 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for David Kenneth Shaw, age 76, Park Falls. George H. Radlinger, age 72, Butternut, passed away peacefully on Saturday, February 10th, in the presence of his wife, family, and Moments Hospice Care. He is survived by his loving wife, Pat, of Butternut, by two children, Joy Hunter of Park Falls, and Stephen Radlinger of Rio. Survived also by two grandchildren, by his sister, Mary Davis of New London, and by numerous in-laws, nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A memorial mass at Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut will be announced and held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for George H. Radlinger, age 72, Butternut. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
Lawrence Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. For complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Lawrence Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Badger's Den in Phillips is a proud Tall Timbers sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal, from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badger's Den in Phillips.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sun today and a touch cooler as high temperatures only climb to the low 30s. We'll stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies tomorrow as highs spike to near 40. You'll love the warmth for Valentine's Day, but if you have late night plans, keep in mind snow moves in at night. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
It's 2-for-1. You choose happy hour, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Burgers Bar & Grill, Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Close Wednesdays.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Get $5 off at AlignProbiotics.com.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The Bucks with another win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 112-95 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis with 36 points to lead Milwaukee. The Bucks improving their defense. It's the first time this season they've held opponents to under 100 points in back-to-back games. Doc Rivers.
Just steady progress, believing in your D, trusting it, clarifying it. Don Shula, you know, if you ever read his book, he always talked about the fastest player is the one that doesn't have to think. And the more we can get our guys to know exactly what we're doing, they can play at full speed. Simplify so we can play with fire.
Baseball pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, talked about a roster without pitchers like Corbin Burns or Brandon Woodruff.
We're kidding ourselves to think that this thing's going to be decided on paper because we lost Burns and Woodruff. And, you know, it's getting the guys to understand that, you know, if you want to make it happen, it starts with you.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Taking a look at some local sports scores from last night. The Shawamigan boys made the long trip over to Goodman-Pembine High School last night. And Goodman-Pembine on their home court gets a close victory, 67-63 over the Shawamigan boys. Shawamigan led by Cooper Mikulski and A.J. Morgan in scoring. The Washburn boys top Butternut 78-19. It was Edgar topping the Lakeland boys 52-42. On the girls' side, it was Shawamigan getting a win over Bruce, 48-28 here in their home court in Park Falls. Nice win for Shawamigan. Rib Lake, the girls, they topped Mellon, 66-24. And the Drummond girls beat Winter last night, 73-49. The Butternut Midget, Lady Midget Volleyball Middle School team, they traveled to Mellon last night. The B and C teams played four sets, losing 11-25, 12-25, 21-25, 23-25. Zaley Linsmeyer, she led in service attempts. She also had two ace services along with Cadence Butler. Now, Braylon Taylor, she had an ace serve also along with Annika Kundinger. McKinley Hilgart's passing was highly improved in that match. Now, the A match had Butternut, again, taking on Mellon. Lost the first set 23-25 and then came back to win the next three, 25-11, 25-17, 25-13. Gianna Nearing had another great night serving with five ace services. Bailey Pritzel had a really strong night of serving also. And on the night, they only had 11 errors in serving. And the Butternut girls A team defeats Mellon. Coming up tonight, JV and varsity boys basketball. Shawamigan will travel to Washburn. That's a 5:45 JV tonight and a 7:15 varsity contest for that one tonight. State hockey playoffs get underway for some teams around the state tonight in division. There's two divisions for hockey, and in the larger school division, you've got Ashland, a 12 seed, traveling to take on Superior. Team Seal Hockey will not play until Thursday when they will travel to take on New Richmond. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
That's Brian Martin for you. By now, I should have said Happy Valentine's Day, but some people don't have Happy Valentine's Days. But anyways, Happy Valentine's Day, okay? The thing that you're not supposed to do on Valentine's is give kind of the traditional gift, like a box of chocolate, a half a dozen roses, maybe a dozen, or a card. I gave a traditional gift because my wife and I don't really break it out on Valentine's. I know she got me a couple of little things. I got her a box of chocolate and a gift card to kind of the joke store that we go to. I call it a joke store, even though it's not a joke. It's a nice store, but to us, it's our little joke. Anyways, Happy Valentine's Day to everybody, whether you're crazy about it or just crazy because of it.
The Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group is moving their meetings to the Waterford in Park Falls starting February 20th at 12:30 p.m. They will continue to meet on the third Tuesday of each month at the same time. If you're experiencing symptoms of dementia or care for an individual exhibiting signs of dementia, you're invited to come celebrate their new move and location at the Waterford in Park Falls and enjoy a bite to eat, refreshments, and ADRC giveaways. For more information, you can reach Shay O'Rourke at the ADRC of Price County at 715-339-1052. ADRC looks forward to seeing you.
Trusted for nearly 60 years, Philips Medisize is a global leader in front-end design, development, and manufacturing solutions for highly regulated industries, and is a proud Lager United Booster Club sponsor.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sun today and a touch cooler as high temperatures only climb to the low 30s. We'll stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies tomorrow as highs spike to near 40. You'll love the warmth for Valentine's Day, but if you have late night plans, keep in mind snow moves in at night. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
Q Country.
Cut it short. You'll always have long blind hair.
at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Making up in no time.
98Q Country with Cabin and Solo Scotty McCurry. All right, the 98Q Country Shopping Show is going to save you money at businesses right here in northern Wisconsin. Your neighbor businesses. Check out the money savings now at 98QCountry.com. And if your business wants to be a part of our 98Q Country Shopping Show, give us a call at 715-762-3221. Talk to Gray or Big G and get all the info you need. Or email us at wcqm@civicmedia.us.
Celebrating Black History Month, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Fearless Fund Chief Executive Officer Arian Simone fights to keep grant programs open for Black women-owned businesses.
The work that we do is actually solving a disparity. We are looking to level the playing field. We're trying to make things equitable and equal, and that's why we do the work we do.
Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders with Navage Nasal Care. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Even better, Navage is HSA, FSA eligible. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Woo! This Valentine's Day, we're breaking up the commercials.
Cause you thought
more music now.
98Q Country.
A barbed wire fence carving on a hillside. Cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. I love the rhythm of an old gray blacktop, 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one-handed on a two-lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing.
Come on, come on, sing along, sing along to my back to the song. Come on, come on, sing along.
turn some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home.
Make you wanna stay up to the sun. you wanna dance real slow. Go flying down a two-lane road. Find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now. We can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now. Just wanna take it up now. Do you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road. Find a limb to hang your clothes. You want to make it long. Put your hair down. Play a little truth or dare now. Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me do I make you wanna stay up till the sun? Howl at the moon. Oh, babe, tell me do I make you wanna stay up till the sun? Howl at the moon. Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna let your head down? Yeah.
Online at 98Q Country.